Hello everyone, thank you very much for joining me here. It is a great pleasure to be part of this edition of FOSDEM. I am Béatrice Mazoyer, a research engineer working at the Media Lab in Paris. And many researchers I work with are social scientists that would like to conduct long-term studies about Twitter, but do not have the coding skills to do so. This is why we created Gazouillard, a command line tool for long-term tweet collection. Why should you use Gazouillard over another tool? Let's be clear, if you want to do a one-time tweet collection, you don't specifically need Gazouillard. However, if you want a robust tool that is able to deal with connection errors or reboots, and that can run as a background process, a daemon, on a server, then you will be interested in using Gazouillard. It also comes with handy features like updating the number of likes, retweets, or replies of an original tweet every time a retweet is collected. It can also download media content, redirect URLs, and export tweets in a CSV format. Let me show you a quick demo. First, before you use Gazouillard, you need three things. Twitter developer account, a search engine called Elasticsearch. So let's start Elasticsearch. And third, a Python environment that is at least 3.7. That's what we have here. So we can simply install Gazouillard using pip. That's it. Gazouillard is installed. Now what we are going to do is to create a directory that will contain everything that is related to our tweet collection. Let's say that we want to collect everything related or every tweet containing the word Biden. We can initiate our tweet collection in this directory by typing gazouillard init or simply gazou init. And this command creates a new file that will contain our search parameters. Let's open it. So you need to fill in your Twitter access keys that are related to your Twitter developer account. And here is the configuration of your Elasticsearch database. And here's the name of your collection in Elasticsearch. Let's call it Gazouillard test. You need to fill in some search keywords. So we want to search everything, every tweet containing Biden. And for this demo, we don't need URL pieces or time-limited keywords. But let's say that we want to collect tweets in French that are geolocalized in Paris. And let's say that we want to download photos, but no videos or GIFs. So now we can start our collection by typing gazou run, and we can stop it using Control C. We can do exactly the same thing in daemon mode by typing gazou start. And this time, the tweet will the logs will be printed into a specific file and won't appear in your terminal. You can get some information about the running collection by tapping Gazoo status. And then you have the name of your collection, the status, and the number of tweets, links, and media that were collected. And also the disk space that is allocated to these objects. You can restart Gazoo Roar using Gazoo Restart and stop it using Gazoo Stop. Now let's have a look at the files that were created in our directory. You can see that there is a file called search state that saves the ID of the last captured tweets. And if we restart the collection, the tool will start from here and it won't look in the past for previous tweets. And if we want to start a fresh collection and get rid of that search state, we can type Gazoo reset.